Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time.
But before we get into it, I want to thank our sponsor, and that is Ruby. Ruby Receptionists. The number one complaint from homeowners looking for roofing services is contractors do not answer their phones. Well, Ruby solves this problem because they will answer your phone remotely. They answer it quickly with a friendly, professional voice. If you're rolling these calls over into voicemail, you are losing a lot of business because these prospects, they're not going to leave a message. They're just going to go to the next contractor where they can speak to a live person because they've got questions and they want answers and they want them quickly. You spend a lot of money to get that phone to ring, and it's getting harder and harder to make it ring because leads are falling off. You've got to take advantage of every opportunity that you've got and stop wasting money. I've worked directly with Ruby for a number of years, and so have many of our contractors, and they convert calls into appointments. That's what it's all about. So check out Ruby at ruby.com/roofershow and start leaving that great first impression today. Everybody, what's up? Welcome to the Roofer Show podcast, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, the roofer coach and the roofer CFO, where I help roofing contractors learn, understand their financials, work on the numbers, and teach them. And we review financial statements so you understand how they work and how you use them to drive your business. But today, I've got a great show. I'm really excited about this. Just couldn't wait to get recording this morning. I want to share something, and this came up during two discovery calls I had yesterday. And they're two different roofing contractors. Both of the businesses are doing about $2 million in annual revenue. And on paper, they look pretty similar, but their stories, their goals, and their setups couldn't be more different. It's really interesting how we do this. And I want to get into it and compare these two companies, the way that they're really set up, what they're looking for, and how we're going to work together to achieve these goals, to get them to where they want to be, their destination. And what makes this episode so interesting is because, you know, the reality of coaching and building a roofing business, there's no one-size-fits-all answer, but there is a proven process. So today I want to walk you through how I approach these discovery calls, what to look for, and how I help contractors build a business that works on their terms. Now, as I said, it's not a one size fits all. Everybody has different needs, and there's a lot of great coaches and coaching programs out there, and it just depends how your fit is, okay? I believe, and I've done a lot of coaching, is that group coaching, pretty tough, you know, because everybody's different. You don't have a chance to really, you know, get in there and talk about individual steps that they need to take, action plans with different goals, all of this. It's a completely different thing. And then when it comes to, you know, video classes, you know, here's your seminar books, knock yourself out, you know, go do this. Well, that doesn't work either, you know, and one-on-one coaching, I believe, for me, because that's what I always had. I always had a business coach, and we worked together and built out exactly what kind of company I wanted to have, what I wanted my company to do for me, and what I wanted it to look like, and the destination that I wanted to be at to end up, and understanding my why. It's also important, you know, if you play golf, there's a great example. If you play golf, you're crazy not to have a golf coach because it's not fun to play unless you could take strokes off and you can hit the ball and, you know, you can play relatively decent and go out and have a good time. Well, without a coach working on your swing, understanding how the game works, it's frustrating as hell if you're going to try to get good at it. So with a coach, they can work on, you know, everybody's got individual swings, you know, and it's totally different bodies, different strengths. This is the same with building a business if you want to have coaching, but it will certainly get you to your destination much faster and a lot less nicked up along the way, where you're making all these mistakes, all those mistakes that I made over and over. I mean, it was brutal. You get beat up and it can be frustrating and it takes a longer time and you make a lot of mistakes and it can be financially painful. So that's why I do what I'm doing. This is kind of developed into a new program that I run, and that's why I do these discovery calls. And anybody that wants to talk to me, I'd love to hear from you. Just go to my contact page at theroofershow.com, click the big button, set up a time. But I've set this up where I think the smaller contractors, really the $1 to $5 million, $1 to $6-7 million businesses, where they need this type of help. And here's the deal. One, you got to have a business plan to start with. What's the plan? And that includes your why, your destination, your resources that you have. What kind of cash do you have? What kind of working capital do you have? Equipment? Do you have people already? How is this thing going to look? And everything is completely different. So we have to build out this basic plan of here's where we're going, here's our strengths and weaknesses, our opportunities and threats. It's called a SWOT analysis. You know, just the basic stuff. And, you know, you can get my one-page business plan. It's a great template. It's a free download at that website again, theroofershow.com. And we really kind of use that as a model to get a plan together. Here's the plan. Okay, this is what we're going to do. Now, we've got to have action steps, because a plan without taking action, we know what that is. That's called a dream or a hope. And hope is not a good business strategy. So we put this together, and then it's a monthly program subscription, which I make it inexpensive so that contractors will stick with it. You've got to stay with it and be consistent. And you'll see why, because once we get these things established each month, we do two one-on-ones and we sit down. Okay, here's the plan. Here's the actions that we need to take to achieve this plan. And okay, huddle. Here's how we're going to do it. Break. Okay, I'll see you in 2 weeks. And that 2 weeks, I'm going to hold you accountable. How'd you do? Are you on track? And are we making progress in the most efficient way to get to our goal? That is what it's all about. And it's just continuous. It's consistency. You know, I'm the right guy, or you know, there's another, as I say, I can turn you on to other coaches. They're great guys out there. But you should really have, if you're serious about building a business and, you know, one that works, and by somebody that's been there and done it, that understands what business is and can teach you the business end of the business, I call it, because that's what we need to learn. And then on this mentoring program, I make myself available, so you can always send me emails or whatever if you've got questions as things, you know, develop. But I think and then also we've got our mastermind group with all, you know, and that's freaking awesome. You sit down with other contractors in the group, basically all pretty much the same size. We're all dealing with the same problems. And I've been in a lot of mastermind groups, man. And these things are so valuable to talk with other contractors. Hey, it's lonely out there. You know, to talk to guys that, hey, you know, they figured this out, okay, and they can help you with this, and everybody contributes. But the most important thing of this program and why I set it up this way is the month-end review where I sit down with you and look at your financial statements. I work with you, your bookkeeper, and me, the three of us sit down. And we, first off, we look at the way your books are set up, which is usually screwed up when you're in your QuickBooks. There's usually not set up correctly from the get-go. So we've got to fix that. Then we look at it line by line and see what's going on. Have we made mistakes? I always find mistakes, things that are misclassified, whatever. We can pick those up in minutes. So we take, you know, it takes us about an hour to go through. And I will teach you what the financials mean, how to read financial statements, how to understand a balance sheet, a cash flow analysis. This is the business end that you have to learn. You are running a business. I don't care if you're selling shoes or selling roofs. It's a business. And if you think it's anything else, you're not going to be successful. This is a business, and you have to learn these things. I know this is why I teach it this way. So at the end of this session, after an hour, hour and a half, you know what's going on. You know if we're hitting our targets. Have we, you know, we've got a budget. Are we on budget, or do we have a variance here? And we look at estimate versus actual. Same thing we do with every job. We job cost. And we can get the information, and we know what's going on. This is what's so important. But anyway, I'm getting off track. Again, I want to go back to these two contractors because this is a great example of how to build a business. All right, so let's get into these two companies. We'll call one ABC and the other one's XYZ, let's say. Okay. I get a call. This is yesterday. This is a husband and wife team. The wife contacts me and says, she's going to know who this is, who I'm talking about. But I love these guys. They're going to really kick some butt. So I'm excited. So I'm sure you won't have any problem me using this as an example. But you got husband and wife team, and they've been doing this for a while and pretty successful, as I say, doing a couple million dollars in sales. The wife contacted me and said she wants to learn these numbers because we talked about numbers and I talk about the CFO work that I do. So she wanted to do this, and so we get into it. And, well, it turns out, which is so typical because I was in this situation, where you're working together with your wife and, you know, you got to have one chief, one cook in the kitchen, okay? They are kind of tripping over each other. They were both smart enough to realize this is not a good idea, that we need to separate this out. And both of these guys are really sharp. I was really impressed. And she's going to do the books, the finances, and he wants to run the sales and production and handle all that. And he's really kind of like I am, you know. We always say, you know, entrepreneurs all have ADHD. You know, we're all scattered, we're all over the place, and we're visionaries. That's what makes us successful. But we've got to have somebody that keeps us kind of dialed in. We got to have an implementer, somebody that makes things happen. And this is why I think these guys are going to be so great to work with. And so we start off, I go, all right, let me give you the key. Here's the key to running a successful business. One is don't get divorced. You guys get along, figure out a process, you know, a business that everybody can be happy in, and you're not at each other's throats, because most businesses are. I was, believe me, and that didn't turn out so well. And it's not a good idea. I grew up in a family business, and oh my God, you know, there's all kinds of problems with that. So I think these guys are on their way to getting this thing dialed in. But they're coming from a totally different place, coming from and going to a different place than XYZ company. So they, he came up through sales and, you know, door knocking and storm work. And it's, you know, I love hearing the stories of, you know, how'd you get into roofing? Everybody's got some crazy story. And this was no different. They're, you know, struggling away, doing great though. And, it's, you know, love working with these guys. Anyway, so they're off going along. And so he came up through sales, You know, the company screwed him over, typical deal. So he says, I don't know if he said this, but this is, you know, hey, this looks easy. Anybody can do it. What's the big deal? Started his own business with his wife. They struggled long, but they're putting it together. But, you know, they're just the typical kind of chaotic contractor at that level. And they've been stuck there for, you know, 2 or 3 years, I think. And how do you move on to that next level? And I call it the next level because business is, the roofing business is this way. It's not linear where you're just going up. It tends to run in steps, okay? And to get to that next step is tough. For instance, if you're running about $2.5 million, you got one guy doing all the sales and so forth, you're going to start running into problems where you can't handle more sales. So we got to bring on another salesperson, let's say. Well, that's a big cost, a big inconvenience, a big training issue. So now we're talking about taking that next step up. We're going to be investing money. We're going to need another crew, let's say, okay, or some other way to get the work done. And now we're doing more work. It's more difficult to keep on top of things. There's more garbage coming through the office and all of this. And now we got lead generation. You know, well, it's always a problem, but lead generation, we've got to get more leads and keep everybody rolling. So that's the next level. And then, you know, we hit that and generally it's like, $1 to $2.5 million and then $2.5 million to $5 million and then $5 to $8 or $10 million. And it, you know, there's different levels of investment, different people and so forth. And you've got to plan this strategy out. This is why I call this a no scale zone. Okay. That's my business. Everyone goes, oh, well, what the hell is that about? Well, scaling, as opposed to what everybody says, you know, and it doesn't work in this business necessarily. And let me tell you why. It's, you know, this whole idea of, you know, hey, take my course or buy my book and I'll teach you how to 10X your business. Well, you're going to go $1 million to $10 million. You got to be crazy. You're not going to be, it's not going to happen. There's just too much chaos, too much involved. So what I call this, it's a no scale zone, but this is a profit zone. We make profit and we grow our business strategically. We're not just scaling this thing around. Oh, double day. You know, everybody always talks about scaling. You know, what the hell does that mean? You know, it just means that you're going to grow a business and you're going to be out of control. You're going to start losing margin. You're going to run out of cash because you can't keep up with the cash flow. It's just a typical thing. And you never built the foundation that it takes to grow on. You're building a business on a house of cards, and then you're trying to double and triple and quadruple sales. It collapses on itself. And that's what happens with so many of these companies. You know, everybody's, oh God, look at this, pumping their chest out. That's what a lot of guys want to know. You know, I mean, okay, well, if that's your goal, then here's strategically how you need to do it. I can show you that, but I don't recommend it because it's really tough. It's very stressful. And why don't we just work less, make more money if we can work on the profit, okay? This is not a volume-sensitive business. It's a margin-sensitive business. As I say, you know, we're not selling carpets here, okay? You know, you need to make profit. And as I say every show, you know, top-line sales is vanity, okay? Profit is sanity, and cash flow is reality. That's going to tell you if you're making money or not. Okay, that's all that matters is profit, and you need profit. You don't grow a business to be profitable. You are profitable so you can grow a business, so you can invest in good marketing, you can invest in the best people, in the branding, you know, that it takes to build that foundation, and then you grow profitably. Okay. Anyway, getting off track on that. Yeah. Where's my implementer? My ADHD is kicking in. And next we've got XYZ Company. And coming at it from a totally different why is he doing this? What's your destination and so forth? And interesting enough, here's somebody that actually did come up through marketing, through accounting, running a large corporate office, and really has his numbers down. Really enjoy working with this guy. Really smart. And will be very successful. However, he bought this business, bought an existing business. They're doing, $2 million off the bat. So he got some, clientele and some things happening. But as he says, it's so funny because he's got all this equipment for some reason that this guy had. I mean, he's got this crane. I'm like, what are you doing residential work? And you got a crane, you got all these big trucks. I smell an auction coming on here. You don't want any of that. So, but anyway, he's got all this stuff going on, but he's also got this guy kind of hanging around, got kind of a consulting deal, it looks like. And, what does he do? Well, he doesn't do anything. He just kind of hangs out. Okay, great. So, there's going to be a cost of doing business that we're going to have to add in there, factor that in. Into our finances, but he really understands his finances and he's got this dialed in. Well, his why is a little different. He wanted to get out of the corporate world. He wanted to get into, why guys, you want to get into roofing is so funny because I have a number of contractors that are kind of coming from outside that don't know anything about roofing, but hey, it looks easy enough. And that's where these guys buy these, franchises, Mighty Dog, Honest Abe. Most of these guys don't know anything about roofing that have bought this. The idea is that it's a turnkey business. You don't have to do anything as far as setting this thing up. They're going to show you what to do. And you just pay them a ton of money and you pay them a fee every month. And it's a big one. And I just, the model, whatever, man. I guess they sell a lot of franchises. I know some of these guys, I've worked with a number of them, and it's not going well. You already got this big payment that you got to make, and this thing's going to be hanging over your head every month. XYZ, smart enough to realize, hey, I can do this myself. And he's right. I can help him build this company out twice as good as one of these franchises. Basically for a fraction, of the money we're talking about. You don't have to have this continuous fee going on. But he wants to build this business out and build it in such a way where private equity is buying up all these companies now, and he understands how what private equity is looking for, which is huge because, as I say, we always start off, we build to sell, okay? We don't have to sell, but we want the opportunity if we want to. With the option, we have options. And there's things that they're looking for. They're looking for turnkey operations, similar to like a franchise. But if you want a franchise, go buy a Subway sandwich place. It's a hell of a lot easier. He understands what's involved with that. And again, coming from a totally different place, totally different problems that he's going to run into. And so we need to build this differently, different whys. That's why we always start at the end. Start at the end and work backwards, build a roadmap to get us here. Okay, great. Let's do that. But his problem, what about the fact that we don't really know much about roofing? Okay, well, he's always been in sales, so I'm not concerned about the sales. But the production part, that's not easy, and maybe this is going to be the weak leg of his three-legged stool. His strongest one is his finance. Usually it's totally different, and he seems, I think he'll be able to sell once we get the process down and we've got good lead generation, which he seems to have. So really haven't gotten too far into that. As I say, it's just discovery calls and getting the basics kind of set up. So once we sit down and start having these one-on-ones, figuring out how to develop this roadmap, okay, the plan, Where are we going to go? What do we have to work with? Because we want to see, where have you been? Where are you now? And where do you want to go? We have to have that information. I need to look at past financial statements. What's going on? Okay, well, here's where we are right now. Okay, and you want to do where? What? Okay, great. Well, we'll come back and we'll figure out how to do that. All right, so let's start building out this framework, because it's all the same. You know, this is how you go about building a business, checking to make sure you're building this strong foundation that's going to stand up and you can grow on and be profitable. So we've got our general why we're doing this, where we want to go, what we want to do with our business. So we spent a lot of time talking about that, because you really got to dig into your why. You know, it's a lot more than what I always hear, which is, I want to take my business from $2 million to 5 to 10. Well, why? Well, I don't know, because I think that's what you're supposed to do. That's the answer I always get. That's not a good answer, okay? But whatever. So we're going to talk about both companies for the most part, because the framework is going to be the same. And this is based on the idea of, you know, I talk about this all the time, which is the three-legged stool. You know, we've got to build this stool that's solid, strong, and in balance. And those three legs, you have to sell work, you have to do work, and you've got to keep score. So the first thing you do is, well, let's look at sales. We've got to build out a sales system and figure out what it is that we want to do. And we can't, because nothing happens until somebody sells something, okay? So we got to start there. And you can't sell anything until you got a lead. So how are we going to get our leads? What's the lead flow going to look like and so forth? We've got to have a solid marketing plan, okay? Well, that's kind of a separate thing, and I don't want to get too far into that. But we're going to talk about more the process to close deals. Let's say we've got the lead, okay? You know, and a lot of that depends on, you know, first we've got to have a kick-ass website, not a pretty website, but a website that works, that attracts our target audience, okay? We want visitors, the qualified visitors, and that's the thing, and we do that through our various SEO and our marketing plan and so forth, so we make sure we get the right type of people coming to our website. Now, when they come to visit the website, that's one thing. But now, the job of a website is to attract qualified people, prospects. But they have to convert. So convert to what? We convert them to an appointment. All right, that's our next step. So a website should attract qualified prospects that convert into appointments, that convert into sales. That's it. You know, and there's ways to do that. We have to have the back end of our website that's dialed in so Google can find us, and we know what we're looking for and what Google's looking for, and make sure we're talking to the same language. And, you know, or, you know, your AI and everything's, you know, it's kind of all the same idea. We have to be found, and we're looking for keywords that we want to be found for, and in certain cities that we want to be found for. So we're really dialing this thing in. So we're talking about our ideal customer. Where are these guys? You know, who are they? Let's, you know, really get down and figure out who our avatar is. That's a whole nother thing. But let's look at our sales system, okay? How are we going to do that? Well, first off, we've got to have some way of capturing these inquiries, okay? And you're going to get, mostly visitors are going to go to your website, they're not ready to buy, okay? So you have to capture those emails somehow. And yeah, they're educating themselves. They want to learn things. So, you know, they're not just ready to come in and click a, you know, fill out a form. You know, that's a big commitment. So they're just kind of poking around. They're looking at what makes you different, and they're looking for, you know, all of those things. I don't know. I always think that the about page is critical, because I always want to know who I'm dealing with, particularly in residential home service. You're going to have somebody coming out there to your home, your kids, your family, and you're trusting them to do all of this. So how do you build trust? You know, I always like having a lot of photos, real photos of you, your dog, you know, this kind of thing, real stories about who you really are and what you're about and what your business is about. I don't want to see all your, you know, trophies and your all of this crap and how great you are. You need to speak to your prospect, okay? Because it's with them. What's in it for me? They don't care about you. So I don't want to get too far into that, but we've got to capture these, you know, visitors, and we do that through email. We can do little lead magnets, perhaps, you know, how to hire the, you know, 5 steps to hiring the best contractor, or everything you want to know about roofing, whatever it is, you know, but we want to get the email addresses. Really, I think the best way, and everybody should be doing this, is through Roofle. They've been on the show a couple of times, but that's the, Roofquote Pro, where you can come in, you fill out your address, and you can get a price, or at least a rough price, of what it's going to cost to do your roof. And to get that, you know, you get a trade an email. But it's a great tool for a number of reasons. One is that it's a great lead magnet, okay? That's the number one question people have. What's my roof going to cost? Why don't you answer it? Okay, give them the answer. Tell them. And, oh, I don't want to give them the price because, you know, if I'm too high, they'll go away. No, we're talking about pre-qualifying these people, right? So if they can't afford us, we don't want to waste time with them, right? I mean, we need people that can afford us. Also these days, and particularly now, it's just only getting worse, is sticker shock. I mean, just guys, you know, when you go out, spend all this time with people, you know, they get this beautiful house, they got the money and so forth. But when you tell them that roof that was $20,000 three or four years ago, that is now 50, they drop dead, you know, sticker shock. So this kind of gets them prepared and warms up that prospect. Okay. So that's a great tool, but having our website, we got to dial all that in. And now we've got leads coming in. Let's say we got to capture those. We've got our form fill and we're getting phone calls. Okay. Phone calls. I don't know how many times I have to, you know, just keep harping on this, is answer the damn phone. Okay, you cannot roll these over into voicemail. And that's why I talk about Ruby receptionists. So that's a no-brainer. So all of my people, I say, you know, and the reason they're a sponsor, they have been for, God, I don't know, since the beginning, because these guys are great. It solves the number one problem. And I just can't, you know, you've got to answer the phone. Okay, that's the first step. If you're not, forget it, because people are not going to leave a message. You spent all this money to get the phone to ring. And if you don't answer it with somebody that's friendly and has the information, you're screwed because you just threw that money away. So anyway, that's the first step of the process. Okay. Get Ruby and answer that, get that phone answered, as opposed to, oh yeah, I was asked one of the first questions, who answers your phones? Oh, I do. Oh, how does that work out? Well, sometimes it's kind of tough when I'm sitting there with a customer. I go, yeah, you think? So anyway, it's crazy. Okay. So these kind of things, the basic blocking and tackling, this is our sales process that we have to get dialed in. And it's step by step by step. And we look at each one of these things. Now we've got a lead. Ruby has qualified it because they've asked the right questions. And okay, we've got somebody that's in our target zone. Okay. That's a great lead. Boom. Okay. Now we're going to go, what are we going to do? What's our process? And the best process for a smaller company, and really not even a smaller company, it can be a large company, but if you go to episode number 423, this was, I think, 2 weeks ago, it was with Brian Huff, a great contractor that I work with, a smaller guy, kind of fits right into this range that we're talking about. And he's the only employee. I mean, he's got everything else outsourced, okay? He's got, you know, they're answering the phone, okay? Then we've got SMA support. You've heard me talk about SMA support. These guys are awesome. He's got them in there for the inside sales and operations, okay? And it's all handled. This is great. They solve that kind of problem. So, and interesting enough is that this is what I recommend for most people. And go back and listen to this number 423 with Brian, and he'll tell you exactly how he's doing it. Took this business from chaos to control, okay? He runs a great business, very profitable. Love it. So listen to that so I don't have to go through this whole thing again. But he's got it dialed in, and this is the way you do it. And I call it a roofer in a box, okay? This is kind of my deal where, you know, you open the box, and here's all the tools that you need to run a successful roofing business, okay? And those tools basically are Ruby receptionists going to answer your phone, SMA support. They take that process inside sales. They prepare the estimate. They get the Eagle Viewer or whoever you're using to do the measurements. You have, hopefully you've got ProLine is your CRM, because this is clearly the best CRM for a number of reasons and why most all of our contractors use them. I think 95% of them do. It sells work, okay? And because of the follow-up system and because of some of these special features, it's totally different. Anyway, we get that information. We're we have to capture all that. We've got to have it in our CRM. We're starting our sales funnel. And our virtual assistant is putting together all these things. They got the quote. They've got the estimate, because they have all the materials in ProLine and so forth, and it gives you the price. Here's the price, you know. You don't let these guys go out and wing it, you know. If you got salespeople, I go, well, how do they price the job? Well, they go from 30% to 40%. That's 10 points. Are you kidding me? You know, that's $100,000 on every, you know, on every $1 million you're talking about. You can't do that. Here's your price. Automatically go out and sell the deal. Boom. So they go out there. The proposal comes out of ProLine. It's already all set up. And then the template is built out. It's like Sumo Quote, but you got to use something. And it's 90% of the way there. So the salesman goes out, makes a presentation, makes some adjustments on the price, has his company cam photos loaded directly into the proposal. And now you know, hey, let's sit down and go over this. I've got it right here. I've got your price. I've got everything that you need. Great. Make your presentation however you do it. And besides sticking it in the email, okay, and putting it and sending it through the post office, make a presentation, because you're going to sell, you know, 80% more deals if you're sitting there presenting, okay? So we've got that. We're putting that together, and let's say, hey, you know, I got to think about it. I got to wait for my tax return, whatever it is. Okay, great. Now you've got automations through your CRM, through ProLine, that we're going to send text messages. We're going to send emails occasionally, and we're going to continue the follow-up. But it's automated. Brian, or our salesperson, is going to go out, and he's, boom, here's your deal. I'm going to the next. And then the next job, he's not coming back here and figuring out the price and doing all this crap. You know how expensive that is? Well, there's no way you're going to sell $2.5-3 million, because you're screwing around with all this other stuff. So the idea is that you have to be freed up to focus your time on every minute of the day is spent in front of prospects selling, okay, or running your business. But the details work is all handled. So now we sell a job, turn it over to SMA support, and so they will order the material. They'll put everything together, set up the scheduling, get the permit. They'll talk to the customer and give them a 5-star experience. because we're going to ask for a 5-star review at the end. And she's, you know, they're going to do that. On and on and on it goes. So all of that, where things screw up and balls are dropped all the time, you've got somebody that handles just that. They're not doing everything, you know. And now, actually, ABC Company, they have somebody in the office that they've hired recently. And I think she's great. She's going to do a great job. And instead of outsourcing this, they're going to do that in-house. So my recommendation is still going to be Ruby, okay? And they can do all these other things. There's plenty to do. But every time you're distracted and pulled off from a task to answer the phone, you're either going to miss it or you're going to be stressed, and that's going to come through on through the phone. And that's why you just have somebody dedicated. Set it up. The first sale is get the appointment and tee it up. So that's how all of that works. And we go through that process. So what we've done is that whole inside sales, we've got an inside salesperson that takes that off your plate. And then we've got that same person as the inside operations person, handles all of those things, keeps all those balls in the air smoothly and so forth, and is not dropping balls, because that's the problem. That's what eats up profit. So that's our process. So somebody's got to do that. So that's a position, a seat that needs to have a butt in it. Okay. That's the job. And that's why we always look at our org chart first. What do we need to get this done? What does a $2.5 million business look like? I just want to take a minute to thank our sponsor, and that is SMA Support. These guys are great. They provide a fantastic service that so many contractors need. We're talking about giving you an inside salesperson to prep estimates, follow up with customers, and even help manage your schedule, all without the headache of hiring and training. Or fill in the operations gap to ensure that jobs are scheduled and permits are pulled, and walk your customer through that 5-star experience and even get that 5-star review. SMA Support handles all the behind the scenes work so you can focus on what you do best. Imagine your roofing business with no more dropped balls and don't have tasks falling through the cracks. So check out SMA Support at smasupport.us. And tell them Dave sent you. And that's how we do it. Otherwise, we're throwing people at, oh, I know this person, they need a job. Don't do that, you know? I mean, I go to these companies and they get the Family Full Employment Act. I'm like, jeez, this is a mess. Because, one, it never works out well. Everybody in the family gets split up. I've seen it 1,000 times. I went through it. And companies are not interested in buying a business where you got all family members. They don't want to see that. That's no good. You can't sell it. There's no value in that. Okay. So be very careful when you start hiring all your family and so forth. Anyway, different deal. Let me just take a quick step back of how we know how many deals we've got to sell. And let's say we got a $2.5 million target. Well, we take our average job size. Okay. Divide that into our targeted sales, and we have X many roofs that we have to sell to make that simple math. Now, to do that, let's say we've got a 33% close rate. So that means for every sale, we've got to have 3 sit downs and presentations. Okay. So now we've just tripled the number of qualified leads that we are going to need. Okay. Now, all of these calls that we're getting in, you know, they're not, once we pre-qualify them, maybe that's 50%. You get 10 calls or inquiries and only 5 of them are worth going out there. That's the lead flow. That's how the marketing's got to fit in. And we work everything backwards. So we need X number of leads. Well, we know certain ways to get, you know, for to set up our marketing, what's working and so on and so forth. I'm not going to get into all that, but that's how that works. So that's our sales and how we have a sales process. doing the work, well, that's a different thing, okay? Now we've got to have people. Do we have in-house? Are we subcontracting? What are we doing? And we're going to have a handoff, and that's going from sales to production. Somebody's got to explain to the guy that's putting the actual roof on, here's what you're going to do, and this is what I sold the customer. So there's no misunderstanding. And training that crew, whether it's a sub or your own people, you still train them. This is the way our company does things. Well, they don't do that down the street. We don't care about that. This is how we do it. And maybe we got to pay a little more money to make sure that they give us the quality that we have, because everything comes down to customer experience and quality and what the customer thinks about our work. We're going to look for referrals. We're going to want reviews. That's how we're going to grow our business. That's the easiest way. This is low-hanging fruit. You know, neighborhoods, seeing your signs up, seeing your wrap trucks, seeing your catch-all out there with your name on it, and professional, you know, presence in the neighborhood. All right, so that's our sales. So our handoff is part of our brand. How do we do that? That's got to be a process. So there's step by step by step. Okay. Now to go to the scorekeeping, we've got to let people, you know, we've got to let them know that the job's complete, needs to be billed. How is that going to be paid? You know, hopefully you got it set up beforehand. That makes it a lot easier and getting paid online so you can get your money fast, because you don't want to send a bill out a week late, 2 weeks later, and it's going to just sit there and they're going to go, oh, I don't know, I'll get around to it. You know, no. Hey, last guy off the ladder, pick up the check. It's like, we got to turn cash. There's no reason to have accounts receivable. Okay, we should be getting the cash. And cash is king. You've heard, everybody's heard that a million times, but it's true. That's why they say it. Cash flow is oxygen, okay? It's going to keep your business going. We got to have cash flow, because the reason companies go out of business, they just run out of cash. They can't pay their bills. That's it. And that happens when you don't make enough profit, because, you know, you're just, it's getting less and less, and you're using your deposits, and you're paying, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul type of thing. That's the scorekeeping. That's setting up our process. That's what our operation looks like. And every business is pretty much the same. You just may do it differently. It may look differently, but that's how we do it. And that's how we build it. And that's the reason why I'm saying this is because we've got two different companies that we're going to put together, that we're going to work on. And our goals are different, our destinations, but our framework, our process is still going to be the same. We're going to build value in both of them. We're going to build to sell in both of them. Okay. Whether these guys, ABC, they're not, you know, they're young guys. They don't want to sell necessarily, but hey, who knows? We give them the option, but we're going to build value in there, and we're going to remove you, the owner, from the day-to-day work, okay? That's the idea, is we're working you out of a job, and that way you have options. You can go to the beach, you can hang out and or do whatever you want, but we call it the two-week vacation. Now, if you cannot take a two-week vacation from your business, you don't have a business. You've got a job, okay? And so we that's our goal. We always set a goal. I want to know where you're going to take your family on a two-week vacation, and that's what we're working towards, because we want to put you in the position where you can do that. Does everybody need a vacation? But it gives the other people, or however your process is set up, the opportunity to do it themselves. This is how you learn. And you hold them accountable. Okay. This is, you know, how we track it. And we don't have to be there to track it. We can be wherever. I always called them my Maui reports. Spent a lot of time in Maui. Okay, well, I got reports every day, and I look at them, and I can see through my KPIs exactly what's going on in my business. So, but I don't need to be there. I worked myself out of a job because I built it to sell, built it in a way that didn't rely on me. Takes you to run this business, there is zero value. You get to the end of the road, like 95% of the contractors, they think their business is worth all this money. They go to try to sell it, and it's worth nothing because without you, there is no business. So we don't want to do any of that. All right, I think this is a good place to stop. I'm going to wrap it up as everybody says, finally. Okay, but I want you to go back and listen to these podcasts. Actually, there's two of them. One, there's the one with Brian, 423. And then 425, I did this last week. And this is another free form that I did by myself, but it's how to organize your business in 8 steps. And this really gets into deeper on what we're talking about today, the business plan, the steps that it takes, and that's a good one too. So if you listen to these 2, 3, including today's, you're going to have a pretty good idea of how to build a framework, how to build a foundation and what's involved. And we can build a good, profitable business. And generally, just one last thing is that, you know, I'm more interested when I look at these companies, and this is the majority, I would say, a lot of times I say, our goal is to keep the same amount of sales as we've got now. You don't need to grow the top sales. You do need to grow the margin. So what we have to do is, you know, and I can see what's happening, but generally it's not, they're just not charging enough money for their costs. So that's the solution. So if you can take $1 million business from, you know, say zero net profit up to 10-15% net profit, we're talking net profit now. Generally, we talk about gross profit, two different things. But if we can do that, now we start talking about some money. Now we've got cash to reinvest. Now we can start growing. So there's nothing wrong with, you know, staying or even downsizing a lot of times. I have companies that I want to do that with because you don't have the infrastructure and the process and you're just not making any money. I mean, you know, we got to get profitable first. Okay. So that's our goal. But anyway, that's going to be wrap it up for today. Check out 423 and 425. And I really appreciate everybody listening. I hope this was helpful. And if you want to talk to me about the program or any of this, get in touch. Yeah, I'd love to talk to you. And that's what we do. These calls, they were both discovery calls. And this is how far we got. I mean, we covered a lot of ground in that 1 hour over Zoom. And so if you want to talk about your business, see what's happening. And if nothing else, maybe I give you a couple of, maybe I can offer some advice and you can improve your business. So, all right, well, that's a wrap. And thank you all for listening. And I'll be back next week on The Roofer Show.